just like to say that in a very simple way, Paul is saying to Timothy that it is worth it to follow Christ. He says in Philippians, for me to live, Christ. And in this day of ruin, young people, it is the relationship that you and I have with the Lord Jesus that is going to be the driving factor in whether I am going to stand as an individual or I'm going to draw back. And by draw back, I mean just be there, mixing in with the crowd, going along, maybe having just a very dull testimony. Paul was saying that he knew Christ. That was that which motivated him above all. And then the fact that that which he had committed to himself, even his life and the circumstances of his life, he knew that in that day, and what that day is the judgment seat of Christ, when you and I will stand before the Lord Jesus and rewards will be given out, assessment of what we have done in this life, that Paul was confident that in entrusting his life, his all, to the Lord Jesus, that things would be well with him. So I want us to get this, that in a day of ruin, it's who or what, who is driving me? What is the motivating factor? It has got to be Christ. And then once we have that straight in our hearts and our minds, then I believe he's going to give us, as we move into these other verses, what is necessary to go along with Christ. It is the Word of God. And perhaps maybe we can, if you permit, to look at some of these verses. Because now he set before Timothy Christ. That is what has driven Paul his whole life. From the moment he was on that road to Damascus. And he saw Christ. No man could deter him. And we've got to get that in our hearts and our minds above everything else. Christ, Christ, Christ. And then along with the Lord Jesus, he says to Timothy, hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. We shared with some young men last night in the devotions that this book, we must get into this book, the Word of God. You're not going to be able to be one who is successful in a day of ruin if you don't have a handle on the Word of God. And we mentioned also that sometimes we approach the Word of God from a negative standpoint. Let me learn some verses so that when temptations come, I have the verse. That is true. We need to have that. But it's really to learn the Word of God so that we might be instructed by it, that we might enjoy it, that we might know what the standards are, that we might know what are the expectations that God has for us as young people, so that as we are older and the time comes for the baton to be passed from one generation to the next generation, that like Timothy, you are ready to move forward. Not now, as Paul says in Hebrews, not now as mature adults, having now at 40 and 50 to be taught the ABCs of the Scriptures.
I like what you said about the sound words, and it makes me think a little of something else that the sound words should be used for. You said don't learn the verses so much in a negative aspect. We should be having the sound words, which hold fast to the pattern of the sound words, which you heard from me, so we can go on the offensive, so we have a verse at any point in time to be able to share the gospel. And I have a quick question about 14. What does he mean by that good thing which was committed to you?
We'll come to that. But let's talk a little bit more about holding fast. Let me ask you something. Why do you hold something fast? There's got to be a reason that he says to hold fast. So why do I hold tightly onto something? What is the thought the Spirit of God is setting before us here? Is it easy to hold on to? Young people, we are swimming upstream. You are going to be just like Timothy was. You're going to be alone. All they which be in Asia have forsaken me. There is an enemy that is working overtime to take the word of God, to dilute it in our minds, to work with us so well we'll say, well, that doesn't really affect me. No. Hold fast what the Lord has given to us. There's three injunctions in Scripture that I know of. Hold fast. Steadfast. What's the third one, Tony? There's three that we have in there. Stand fast. All three of those are words that we need for this day in which we're living. To stand fast, to hold fast, and to be steadfast. Because all they which be in Asia have forsaken me. But you're not alone. Paul was not alone. Timothy was not alone. And this is the great thing that we want to have set before us here. That in fact, there is that good thing. And by the way, what is the form of sound words? I think it's important to see. I'm quoting from Mr. Kelly. That this, for you and I, is the written word of God. I might have my own notes or something, but this is a direct reference to the book that you hold in your hand. Remember, the enemy wants to take it away. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Now, I'll tell you what I think personally. I believe Timothy was unique in the gift that was given to him by Paul through the laying on of Paul's hands. Somebody else may have a different thought on that. If you do, please express it. But I think there was especially that which was given to Timothy to enable him to go forward in the way that Paul was instructing him to do so. Now, when I say that, Timothy's not here anymore. And you are. What has the Lord given you to use for His glory and His honor? Again, you and I are unique in that. There is that gift, there are those abilities that Christ has given to us. Joe, Johannes, is special in that way. This brother is special in that way. David is special. Tony is, we are all special in the sense that the Lord has given us work to do. What a terrible thing to do, to give somebody work to do and not give them the gift that would enable them to do that work. Oh, the Lord is so wonderful. He's given us both. He's given us the challenges and the work to do, and then He's given us the means. Timothy, hold fast. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in Asia. And then again, this reminder, you know, not that most, you know that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me. And he mentions brothers in particular. But he doesn't say, Timothy, it's quitting time. He says, Timothy, don't let that bother you. He says that to you and I today. It's not what others are doing. It's what am I doing?